Promises of Blood, written by David Thorne and read by Rupert Degas. The morning that my closest friend Gabe is charged with the attempted murder of a 17-year-old straight-A schoolboy, I'm taking the last will and testament of a dying millionaire who is, I believe, the most frightened man I've ever met. His name is William Gove, and he is lying on his back, his sickly, wasted skin stretched tight across a nose which might once have been proud. His hands clutch a rosary weakly, green veins under waxed paper skin. We're in his bedroom on the first floor of his mansion, surrounded by antique furniture, heavy drapes at the windows, although his bed is modern, tubular, metal. I'm at his side on a velvet-upholstered chair which looks French and is so delicately wrought that I'm afraid that my bulk might break it.
"Mr. Connell,"
he says,
"are you a Catholic?"
He watches me without blinking, his eyes watery and yellow, the blue iris pale and indistinct. His voice trembles. "No," I say. He nods, closes his eyes briefly, sighs.
"So few of us in these parts."
Makes him sound as if he is a defender of the faith from Reformation days. He worries his rosary beads and they snick gently in the quiet of the room.
"But you have heard of mortal sin?"
"I've heard of it," I say.
"A sin which is committed with full knowledge and complete consent. You have heard it described thus."
Described thus? The way this man speaks, he might as well be from a different century. His hands on his bed cover shake. "Mr. Gove," I begin. "I've not come here to take his confession. I want to finish our business as quickly as possible and get away from him, from his desperate presence, his smell of fear and imminent death. I have prepared everything, I just need your signature. But before that, I do need to be sure that this really is what you want." He does not reply. His eyes are closed, and I wonder whether he has given up the ghost. I would not be surprised. He is as close to dying as anybody I have ever seen, kept alive only by the sucking of the various machines he is plugged into.